Today is the last day for teachers to vote on whether or not to authorize a strike. The results are expected to be announced tonight.
The vote comes as Governor Doug Ducey works to rally support for his plan to raise teacher pay by 20% over the next couple of years. Education groups are split in their support of the plan, but many say it's not a sustainable way to fund schools into the future. We'll hear that perspective in just a few minutes. But first, coming out in support of the governor's plan are many business groups in the state, including the Arizona Chamber of Commerce. Glenn Hammer is its president and CEO, and he joins us now. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, great to be on the show.
So what is it about this plan that you think makes it worthy of your support?
Well, we recognize that the Arizona business community values our teachers. And we know that we need to get more money into the pockets of our teachers now. And we believe that this plan to raise teacher salaries by 20% by 2020 is a good one. It's a prudent investment. And once the legislature passes this, teachers are going to see a 10% increase in this upcoming year. This is a big deal, and we need to get this done now.
I want to ask you about some of the criticism of this plan. We heard from Arizona Republic columnist Bob Robb, who was not very complimentary of it. We've heard from some education groups who say that it's not sustainable, that there's really no way to make sure that either, A, the second 10% of the raises will come, or that there will be enough money in the future for this to happen. Does that concern you at all?
Well, everyone agrees, as far as I'm aware of, that there's no question there's the resources to get this done this year. So, and this is an important point. So if once this budget goes through, teachers are going to see a 10% on average increase for next year. When you have every major business group in the state coming out in support of this plan, and you have the backing of the governor, and you have this in a budget plan that's written for 3 years, you could take it to the bank that these increases are going to occur. And as we pointed out at yesterday's press event, this is possible because this economy is doing so well. So we've got to make sure that the economy continues to do well, and I'm very confident that the teachers will see the full 20% by 2020, as promised.
Are you concerned about where some of the money might have to come from in terms of other programs which the business community is supportive of might not get the kinds of increases that you were expecting?
We understand that there's always prioritization, and we have been strong supporters of we want to make sure we have great roads. We want to make sure we have an excellent healthcare system. We have the best universities in the world. You know, I'm always proud as an ASU alum to point out 3 years running, most innovative university in the country. We need to make sure all of these things are funded. But there is an immediate need to get money into the pockets of our teachers. And this plan does that, and it does it in a way that will allow us to fund these other core governmental operations.
One more observation that's sort of floating around out there that I'm sure you've heard, which is that business groups are traditionally supportive of this governor, and there are some that are saying that groups like yours' support of the governor's plan is maybe less about the specifics of this plan and more about supporting this governor. Is that a fair criticism, do you think?
It's not a fair criticism. We have been long-term supporters of education, going back many governors, going back the original plan to get the 0.6 sales tax on the ballot was Governor Hull. The Arizona Chamber before my time strongly supported that plan. The Arizona Chamber supported education initiatives during the Napolitano administration. We supported the 1 cent sales tax under the Brewer administration. We supported 123. We supported the $1 billion university bonding package. We supported the 20-year extension of 301 that takes it to 2041. We supported this governor's budget with $100 million-plus in additional assistance for this year. And no surprise, we're supporting this plan to get additional funds into our teachers' pockets immediately. It's a very important plan, and it's consistent with the chamber's long-term position on education.
Glenn, very quickly before we let you go, given the split on this issue with a number of teachers saying this is good, a number of teachers saying it's not good, how do you think that, depending on what happens with the vote that we're expecting the results of tonight, how do you think that the different sides can maybe come together and sort of do what's best, both for the teachers, but also for the students in those classrooms?
the most important thing we can do and what we have control over is doing everything we can to marshal our resources so that we get this plan over the line at the legislature and onto the governor's desk. The Arizona business community, we value teachers, we value the students in the classroom, and we believe this is a good plan that meets the needs of our teachers, that will be great for our students, and ultimately will be great for our state's economy. And we're just going to do everything we can to get this over the line in the very near future.
All right. That's Glenn Hammer, President and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce. Glenn, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
On the other side of this argument is Dawn Penich Thacker with the group Save Our Schools Arizona. She stood behind the governor when he announced his funding plan last week, but today she has changed her tune. I spoke with her earlier this morning to discuss why her group's support of the governor's proposal has eroded. What changed her mind?
Well, in a nutshell, we found out where that money is supposed to come from, and it's not a good story. It's mostly based on the economy being strong and booming, so projections. It's based on sweeping funds out of existing budgets. They're not education budgets, but they are other budgets around the state. So we're just worried that when you make a promise you don't know you can deliver in a couple of years, that's not going to ultimately help our schools.
So is it a problem that you have with where the money is proposed to come from? It sounds like it's looking at reduced funding for universities, for some programs for the developmentally disabled, for arts. It'll change the way hospitals might be funded. So are you concerned about where the money is coming from to supplement this, or are you more concerned about the fact that it might not actually be there?
Both of those things are concerns for us. You know, at Save Our Schools Arizona, our motto is strong schools for a strong state. And that second part of the goal may not be possible if we're taking from other places in order to fund our schools. And then to make that worse, not even knowing whether there's going to be anything to take in the future. So the governor is right. We do need to put many millions into schools. We do need to pay our teachers. But what's not right is basing all of that on a maybe.
The Arizona PTA also withdrew its support for Ducey's teacher pay plan, but business groups are speaking out in support of it. Many lawmakers are in support of it. Why do you think some groups like the PTA and like yours are crying foul here, even though it sounds like the governor is trying to make a deal?
I think that folks who have been paying attention to education funding in Arizona for the last several years have been burned too many times to, at this point, just kind of trust in economic projections. And it's interesting, you know, there's always people on both sides of an opinion. We have a lot of small business owners, a lot of, you know, large corporate executives who are also saying that they're concerned. So, you know, they know that you don't build a budget off of hoping that things go well. You build a budget off of what you have in hand. And that's what we want the governor to do with our schools, build a budget, bring in new money so that when we take on a bill, we know we can pay it next year.
Yeah, one of the proposals that's come forth is that the governor might hope to generate some of this money from Keno, from gambling. Is that concerning to you?
You know, I think that we want to look at all kinds of creative options. Obviously, we want those options to be legal and predictable, so that is definitely a concern. But, you know, even when we said that we opposed the governor's proposal, we also said that we want to keep talking about this with anybody who's going to come forward with an idea, as long as that idea is sustainable, reliable. The last thing we want to do is tell teachers, tell schools that there's, you know, that there's brighter days ahead and then just pull the rug out from under them. We want this to be something that we can all feel good about wherever the idea comes from.
But in politics, in policy, there's going to have to be compromise, right? The governor has come forth and saying, basically, you've been calling for me to give you this 20% teacher pay raise. Here it is. Here's how I can do it. Do you think that you're taking a risk by saying that's not the way we want it done?
Well, hopefully policymakers understand more than anyone else that you have to negotiate and that you have to, you know, take in other people's ideas. So I think that would be pretty unfortunate if our governor is is saying he's now not open to ideas just because he had one. Maybe there are parts of his proposal that we can keep, but also supplement with more predictable funding sources. I think that could be the best of both worlds, but we have to continue having the conversation to get there.
Mm-hmm. So the governor has said he is not going to raise taxes to do this. But it sounds like that might be the only path forward if the way that he's proposed doing this is not going to work for you. What do you think needs to be done?
You know, earlier this year, even as the governor was putting out his budget, several groups in the education community came together and built a list that added up to many hundreds of millions of dollars of different ways, different options for bringing new money into the schools. Some of it isn't raising taxes at all. Some of it is simply closing tax loopholes that mostly massive corporations enjoy, not the individual family or the small business owner. So that wouldn't be a tax cut. It would just be closing something that ends up giving our schools millions of dollars a year that they don't have today. So there are ideas out there. We just have to keep talking to one another and more than anything, not be partisan about it and not draw lines in the sand. So hopefully we can still do that.
All right. That's Dawn Penich Thacker. She is with Save Our Schools Arizona and a teacher herself. Dawn, thank you so much for the time this morning.
Thank you so much.